First story is talking about how college is too expensive and how students are adapting to these expenses. Colleges are costing more than $20,000 a year now. That's a total of $80,000 of debt if a student does not get any funding. More and more students are transferring colleges or not even going to colleges because of the price. One student at Morningside College is transferring because it's too expensive. Sophomore, Blake Barger, tell us why you're transferring.
I'm transferring because Morningside is going to be too expensive for me. And then I'm going to end up going to Iowa State because it's going to be cheaper for me and closer to home.
This is one student out of thousands that are having this problem all over the United States. Story 2 is about a student that is able to get college paid for and get paid for going to college. With college getting more and more expensive, how are kids supposed to pay for it? Some students have found a way to get school paid for and even get paid for going to school. Matt Martinez is one of these students that has this great deal. Matt, tell us how you got this to happen.
ROTC pays for my entire college tuition while giving me a monthly stipend, and I have to go out and train once a month.
This is one of the many ways that the military will help pay you for school and prevent you from paying back loans. Third story is about an experiment at Yale University on kids. A study on children at Yale University, they found out that kids as young as 5 know when people are watching and they need to do the right thing. The 5-year-old was given 5 stickers when the kid was able to see the other kid who was willing to give up 4 stickers. But when the two could not see each other, the kid was only willing to give up 1 sticker. Researcher Lynn Gruber explains what she got out of this experiment.
Although the frequencies with children acted antisocially is striking, the conditions under which they choose to act generously are even more interesting and suggest children likely use much more sophisticated pro-social strategies than we previously assumed. Much like the patterns of charity we see in adults, donation tendencies in children appear to be driven by the amount of information available to others about their actions. For both adults and children, the more others know about their actions, the more likely they are to act generously.